but by way of New Life Ministry through Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. I want to encourage you to support the ministry. Support the ministry. And you can make all checks, money orders, or whatever payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church and mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. That's 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, and make all checks, negotiable paper payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. I just want to mention that my brother's birthday is going to be tomorrow, Roderick Glenn Tenney, and he is so missed. I miss him so much. He was not only my brother, but he was my friend, and he was my deacon, and it meant a lot to have my brother by my side, and I love him, and I had true love for him, and he had true love for me. And you know, even in the midst of death, physical death, love still holds on. It never leaves. And I say happy birthday to Roderick Glenn Tenney on the 12th of September, my younger brother that's gone on to be with the Lord. And because of his love and because of loving him so much, I just want to talk just a few moments on real love. Real love. Real love. I just want you to tell me on today, how much does it mean to you to have family and friends, or what does it mean to be able to say you are my family, you are my friend? My brothers and sisters, well, it should mean a lot to each and every one of you, because real family and real friends don't give up on one another. They express love towards one another, and ask yourself, what is love? Well, if you must know, Webster defines it and says that love is a feeling of strong or constant affections for a person. Real love is a true source of constant affection for a person. Real love is a relationship or a bond that can't be broken. And no matter what, if you love someone, that bond will stand forever. My brothers and sisters, note that in loving one another, note that you will deal with adversities. Yes, you will. You will love. Love has always has distractions that come before it, but yet in spite of, you still love one another. But through it all, true love will stand forever. A prime example of love was Job. He lost all his wealth, all his family, even his health, but he remained faithful to God. Yes, I mean faithful, because the truth of it is, it revolves around having faith in one another. But notice here in the scripture with Job, because of his love and his faithfulness, he was rewarded double for his trouble. My brothers and sisters, family and friends, when your life has true love for God, you can't help but love one another. John 3:16 says, so biblically, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Note that Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversities. Matthew 5:44 says, but I say, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Brothers and sisters, note that family and friends are gifts from God, and, and, And when you receive a gift, it brings a spark to your life. Have you ever received a gift and you wasn't expecting it? It just makes your day just that much brighter. It brings joy to your heart and peace to your soul. True love walks you through adversities, climb you over mountains, and pull you out of turbulent waters. So I leave this with you. Quit being a hindrance to your families and friends and start being a stepping stone. Stop being a barrier and start being a bridge. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. My brothers and sisters, we need to stop worrying about what people say or do, because it is God who will say to you, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever. You got to know that God wants to love on you. God loves you in spite of. It does not matter what you've been through, what you've done, how much you've done. God always loves you in spite of. And isn't it good to know that we serve a God that even in the midst of our troublesome times, even in the midst of our misfortunes, even in the midst of our corruption, God still loves on us. And I'm so glad that he said that if ye be in Christ, all things will pass away. So you don't have to worry about stressing out about things in the past, because he said, if ye be in Christ, all things they'll pass away. And behold, all things will become new. God wants to restore in you life and life more abundantly. He wants to give you a brand new life. He wants to give you victory over death. He wants to give you victory over your enemy. He said he'll make your enemy what? Your footstool. And I know that there are a lot of you that have dealt with enemies. I've dealt with enemies, people that say they love you, but they talk about you and cut you down. People say they love you, and they're plotting on you. People say they love you, and they stab you in the back. People say they love you, and they're trying to hit on your spot. Man, I've been there, and I know you've been there before. Everybody who say they love you don't mean that they do. But it's good to know that we serve a God that loves us in spite of. And guess what? He owns everything. God is the creator. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning, and he's the end. And my brothers and sisters, you too may have loved ones that have passed on and gone to be with the Lord. And I know that if you had love in your heart for them, that love is still there. And you know, every day I learn, every day that I walk around, I still carry around Roderick Tenney with me, because he's a part of me, always will be. Never will he leave me. He will always walk with me. When I talk, he talks with me. Everything that I do, I know his presence is always there, because that kind of love you just cannot get rid of. And that's what this society needs. That's what this United States of America need, is we need to stop hating one another and start loving one another. Alexandria, Louisiana, we need to stop hating one another, start loving on one another. Stop shooting and killing one another, start loving on one another. Stop, just stop all of the rhetoric that we deal with in life. And God, when you give it to God and let God be first in your life, guess what? He'll make everything brand new. And I look at the politicians and the races that we have with politics. It seems as though that politicians just can't get along. And I don't know why, because I mean, the same God we serve is the same God you serve. But you know, when you get caught up in self, that's what you have. You have adversity. When you get caught up in self, you hate on each other. When you get caught up in self, you plot on one another. When you get caught up in self, you start to digging up old dirt to bring forth with one another. It's time out for that kind of stuff. This United States of America, and also Alexandria, Louisiana, we don't need that type of rhetoric anymore. I believe that God wants to bless us, but we got to set ourselves up to be blessed. Know, my brothers and sisters, that God is a God that supplies all of our needs. God is a God that when we fall down, he picks us up. Isn't that good to know? If that's not enough to shout about, I don't know what it is. Hurricane Laura came in, tore up trees, derooted trees, tore down houses. But in the midst of it all, you got to know that when God told Hurricane Laura to be still, she became still. You ain't heard me. That's enough to shout about right there. And look at what's happening. Everything has, all of the turmoil has come back to neutral. It has died down and it has passed over. Remember, troubles, trials, tribulations, that too shall pass. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast, knowing that we are a ministry that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. Please support this ministry. Make all checks payable to Second Nazareth Missionary Baptist Church. Mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. The best is yet to come. May God bless you, and may he keep you, is our prayer. And look, my brothers and sisters, don't let the day pass you by without telling somebody that you love them. A day should never pass without us acknowledging that we love one another. We love each other, and we are there. I am my brother's keeper. I don't know about you, but I am my brother's keeper. In the midst of whatever, I'm going to always be there for my brothers. May God bless you, and may he keep you, is our prayer. You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell from the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad to be able to talk to you through this radio station, 88.1 KYT. Look here, you need to call somebody. Tell them that Pastor Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. We are certainly glad to be able to talk to you, to pray for you, and to let you know that God is with you. Let me tell you something about First St. Mark Baptist Church. It's located 1624 Reed Avenue in what we call the R. Mill Quarters. And it's a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. In other words, everybody in the community, everybody that come or even think about First St. Mark Baptist Church is important. So we love visitors. We want you to come by and visit with us. Again, 1624 Reed Avenue. You don't have to make an appointment. It's just one of these churches that you can just come and feel at home. And really, you are at home. So we invite you to come. Let me tell you about some of the things that we have going on. Number one, our church starts, our Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. Our regular worship service starts at 11 a.m. And then on a Monday from 6 to 7, we have what we call, we celebrate sobriety. We have something similar to an AA program or NA program. That's every Monday from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Only lasts 1 hour. We celebrate recovery. Some people may have one day. You may have 1,000 days. You may have a year of sobriety. But it doesn't make any difference. We can sit down, talk about it, and celebrate whatever we have. That's on a Monday, every Monday, from 6 to 7. First St. Mark Baptist Church, celebrate sobriety. On a Wednesday night, we have a midweek service. We call it prayer service. Here's what happened. It's from 6:30 until 7:30. If you need a ride, we'll pick you up. But 6:30 to 7:30, which means that you can actually talk to somebody and say, look, I'll be gone for an hour, I'll be back. And you know, you can really be back because we hold it to 1 hour. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it gets so good and we start enjoying it so much, we want to go on and on and on. Matter of fact, we could go up until 10 o'clock, but we stop at 7:30. We start at 6:30. So you can guarantee that 1 hour. But we appreciate you visiting us for our midweek service. On a Thursday morning, every Thursday for the last 8 years, we have been doing something we call it a community breakfast, community prayer breakfast at First St. Mark Baptist Church. It starts, a community prayer breakfast starts kind of early in the morning. It starts around 7 o'clock until 8:30 until we run out. But you need to come by. I just look forward to on a Thursday morning where I can get grits and sausage, or bacon, eggs, toast, jelly, and coffee, some orange juice or some type of juice. But you need to come out, and it's hot. And I ain't never seen anybody fix grit like Pam fix those grits. So come on out, and you taste them for yourself. We love visitors. Come on out and eat a hot breakfast with us. Come on out and eat a hot breakfast. It's every Thursday. I'd like to tell you also, on Thursday morning, we sit there and we'll kind of talk about things that we can do in the community to make things just a little bit better. First St. Mark Baptist Church is in need of a van. We want to purchase one, or somebody might give us one. We don't know what may happen, but we are praying for a church van so we can pick up and drop off. Right now, all of us are picking them up in our own vehicle and then dropping them off back home. And that's take wear and tear and everything, but we don't mind it. But I just want to put on the air that we are looking for a church van. If you got one that you want to sell, give us a call at 318-589-8129. And that's Pastor Blackwell's phone number. It's his cell phone. If you got one you want to sell, if you got one you want to give away, you'd be surprised what some people want to do. If they want to give one to us, then call that number, 318-589-8129. 8129. And that's something that we'll answer your call and talk with you about the purchase of a van or whatever you want to do. I hope somebody hearing me out there that maybe want to get rid of a van that run real good, that air work, and that they want to get rid of it cheap. They may want to make a donation. We don't care. People have done that before. So we can't tell what God has in store for us. We are thanking God for just getting us through the storm. I know we have some people listening to us now, but God was able to get us through the storm. God is bigger than any kind of storm, whatever you want to call it, hurricane, tornado, God is bigger than those. Matter of fact, he makes the storm. So I'm not worried. As long as I got God on my side, come what may, storm, hurricane, tornado, me and my God can weather the storm. And we thank him for what he's done. First St. Mark members and the members all over Rapides Parish. Yes, some trees came up, some buildings was hurt, some telephone pole and wire service, like utility service and your cable TV, some of it was knocked out, but he spared a lot of our lives. He spared a lot of our lives. It could have been just thousands of people killed, but he spared us. And I just want to thank him on this air. I'm thanking God on this air for what he's done. But I just think that every once in a while, God give us a wake-up call. We got to look around us and see what we think is important. Some of the things that we think is important, some of the things that secretly we worship, God can show us that he can take it away just like a snap of a finger. He's that type of God. But I'm saying, too, that he's a loving God. That's why that he spared us. So many of us he spared. I know there were some people that lost their lives. There were some people got injured. But the type of storm it was, it could have been many, many more. And even though I thank God in the good time and the bad time, let me pray right now. I just want to pray for Alexander, Pineville, let's say Rapides Parish. We just need to pray. Let's bow our heads and put our mind on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for just watching over us. Lord, we could have been dead in our grave, but you seem fit to let us just live a little bit longer. Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, you took care of us from the time that we was a little bitty baby born into this world until this present time. I don't believe that you brought us this far to go off and leave us now. Stay with us, Lord. I know that what your word said that you wouldn't leave us, nor would you forsake us. And I know that I can take you as your word. Lord, strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Make us the people that you're calling for in these last and evil days. Lord, only thing we can say is thank you. We ain't got no money. We can't pay for the things that you do for us. I don't think nobody got enough money to pay you for the grace and mercy that you provide for us. But at least we can say thank you. Thank you that we may not be living in Hollywood or some of these big old places with a mansion, but just thank you that we got a roof over our head. Thank you that we got food in the refrigerator. They're not steaks and filet mignon, but it's food in the refrigerator. We just thank you for the little thing, Lord. I'm told if we thank you just a little thing, you provide us with the big things that we need. We know that you will provide all our needs. And one of the most important things that we need right now, we need you, Lord, and we can't get along without you. We need you, Lord, to touch us every once in a while, just tap us on the shoulder, whispers in our ear, and tell us when we're about to give up, tell us to hold on a little while longer. Everything gonna be all right. Lord, those words coming from you just make us want to get up and go. It's almost like saying sickly to a dog, because when we hear you to tell us to hold on, we just gain so much energy and pep when our step and all that stuff. We just want to go on and on and on. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your word that you won't leave us. We thank you for that. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We know that you sit high and bless low. And while you're blessing us low, peep in on all the First St. Mark Baptist Church members. Some of them we're not in contact with on a daily basis. Some of them, they already told me, sometimes they feel alone with this coronavirus and they can't get out and come to church like they want to. But Lord, let them know that they're not alone. You are with them. I know you're with them. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying, because you say you wouldn't leave them, nor would you forsake them. You with them, Lord, and stay with them. And let them know over and over again that you're with them, that they ain't got nothing to worry about. Tell them that you'll be a bridge over troubled water. You'll be whatever they need at the time of need. Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless and keep us. And we're careful to give you the praise and honor. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. One thing I want to say real quickly to you. First St. Mark's got a fundraiser for a van. And we've started fundraising with a lunch every Wednesday. Up until December this year, a lunch every Wednesday. So watch out for us. We'll be starting in the first Wednesday in October, which is the 7th of October. We'll be selling lunches, probably $5 or $6. I'll give you more information on next Saturday when I get up here. But keep in mind that First St. Mark is praying for this nation, praying for this city, and praying for all churches who are open in the name of the Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
The new Scott Olley Baptist Church, along with the DeMar Dodson Foundation and the Stella Jones Company, will be giving away water, ice, and fruit Saturday, September 12th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the new Scott Olley Baptist Church parking lot at 2627 Willow Glen River Road in Alexandria. Water, ice, and fruit this Saturday at the new Scott Olley Baptist Church, courtesy of the church and the DeMar Dodson Foundation and the Stella Jones Company. Sponsors are KAYT KQJO-FM.
Thank you for listening to us on KAYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to talk to follow about Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 624 Avenue, in the old Alexander. If you want to send us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know how you feel or what you'd like to hear on the air from First St. Mark Baptist Church.
KAYT Lake Charles, 1.
Thank you for listening to us on KAYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Armier Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know how you feel or what you'd like to hear on the air from First St. Mark Baptist Church.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.